Shopify's already taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing at your retail store? Give your point of sale system a serious upgrade with Shopify. That's right, Shopify is the sound of selling everywhere. Online, in-store, on social media, and beyond. With Shopify, you get a powerhouse selling partner that effortlessly unites your in-person and online sales into one source of truth. Track every sale across your business in one place and know exactly what's in stock. With Shopify POS, you can accept credit cards, mobile payments, and every other major payment method, all with low fees and transparent pricing, starting on day one. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Do retail right with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/MLB podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/MLB podcast to take your retail business to the next level today. Shopify.com/MLB podcast.
The catcher renaissance is here. Let's talk top prospects for 2023 next on Fantasy Baseball Today in 5. Welcome into FBT in 5. Today is Saturday, October 22nd. I am Frank Sample, joined by The Welsh. Make sure you follow him on Twitter at @IsItTheWelsh. You bet your sweet Willie it is. Let's start off with the catcher prospects to know for next season. These are the catcher prospects that are closest to contributing at the major league level. And we'll start off with Francisco Alvarez of the Mets, who did just have offseason ankle surgery. Should be good to start next season. Welsh, do you think that he will be with the Mets at the start of next season?
I do. I think the idea of him being a DH is firmly in their mind. So we will reap the benefits of him being a catcher. I think he will probably primarily play more DH because they want that bat to be in the lineup once he recovers from all the injury. Ended up hitting 27 homers last year, hitting 260, a 374 batting average, something that this team can use in their lineup. Plus, there's some extra pick compensation that's involved in it. So I think he makes all the sense in the world. You can be a second or even a third tier catcher for this team. He could be an occasional catcher while DHing. That has value with pick compensation. I think you can bank on Alvarez breaking camp.
All right, let's move from the Mets over to the Yankees. And Austin Wells is coming off a great minor league season where he hit 277 with 20 homers and 16 steals. He's kind of Dalton Varsho-y in that way that he does have some pop. He does have some speed as well. For the Yankees, Kyle Higashioka is arbitration eligible through 2024. Jose Trevino is arbitration eligible through 2025. However, I don't think either guy will block Wells. Once they think he's ready to go, I think they're just going to call him up. They'll figure out what to do with that other catcher that they don't need at that point. But do you think that will happen at some point next season?
Yeah, I do. And I will acknowledge that I think the next guy probably sits a little bit more in the real number two if we're talking about guys we're going to come right out of drafts with. But the reason that we're talking about Wells here is because the talent and the fantasy upside that he provides is kind of unlike any of the rest of these guys. He stole 16 bases in under 350 at bats this past year, hit 20 homers, a high OBP guy. This is a guy that is relatively ready, and he spent a lot of the time at Double A. So I think at least by mid-year, you're probably looking at him being up. I don't know if he breaks camp. So that's why, again, I would maybe he's more of a true number two here. But if you want to play the high upside game, getting stolen bases out of a position. I mean, how often do we get that? We get a little bit more now with Romuto and a guy like Dalton Varsho. Austin Wells could be one of those guys, and you never know what they do in the offseason. We don't know how injuries are going to play out. You talked about both catchers that maybe something changes. Austin Wells is one of the guys that's built for the future. Maybe not the primary everyday catcher, but he's someone that can fill that role while that bat is in play. So that's what we need to consider him.
All right, that name that you alluded to is Logan Ohapi. He's number three on this list with the Angels. Last season in the minors, he hit .283 with a .416 on base percentage, 26 homers, a .960 OPS at Double A. Max Stassi still signed with the team through 2024, but we talked about this on the full-length podcast, Welsh. I think that Logan Ohapi is probably better defensively already than Max Stassi, and he could be better offensively. So I think he gets a shot right out of the gate with the Angels.
Yeah, and I highly suggest everyone go listen to it because you brought up some great stats about Logan or about Max and as far as like what his defensive metrics are, and they are concerning. And you know the team has to be looking at it. Where you look at a guy, Logan Ohapi, who came from the Phillies in a midseason trade, ended up having a huge power output, 26 homers, steals a couple bases, already a better defensive catcher, bat, like you said, probably already better. There just might be questions because it was a very small sample size at the majors and it was only at Double A that maybe they don't bring him up. But again, it's a different world. If a guy came up in September, we need to consider them to break the roster because of the extra pick compensation. And what better for a team to just get their catcher going in their in his first year, play for the pick compensation. He's already probably better than the option that you have on both sides, but you don't have to throw him into the fire right off the bat. Logan Ohapi might not have the upside of Francisco Alvarez or even Austin Wells if given the opportunity straight up, but I think he will be given the opportunity, and that's why we need to consider him here.
All right, talk to me about these last two names on the list. Henry Davis with the Pirates, the first overall pick back in 2021. I say that back in like it wasn't just last year. Gabriel Moreno with the Blue Jays, specifically for next season. Do you think we can see Henry Davis up at some point? And Gabriel Moreno, what happens here? Because he's not hitting for power, and the Blue Jays have two other catchers that look pretty good in Alejandro Kirk and Danny Jansen.
Yeah, starting with Henry Davis. Henry Davis is out here in the Arizona Fall League, the finishing school, if you will, working on a whole lot. We're talking about pick compensation that I think, you know, we talk about the big teams doing this. The little teams should be doing this more than anything. Teams like the Pirates should be pushing up their prospects more and more so they can potentially get more picks in these rebuilds. This is what these teams have to do. They can't compete and spend with other teams. So this should be an incentive for those teams to push those guys up more to get more assets. And Henry Davis is showing off, and there's a reason that he's here. He's close. He is a speed guy. He can actually run. He's got a good arm. The bat's in question right now. I'm a little concerned about it here, but there's raw power for days. And Gabriel Moreno, I'm kind of banking on a trade. I will also relent that Bo Naylor might be the name here. Yonier Diaz, those are two players that two guys, I think Bo Naylor is put on the taxi squad roster and Diaz got a little bit of time. Both guys might be better options right off the bat, but Gabriel Moreno, if traded, might be a really great option. High OBP batting average guy. I think there's power to be had and maybe a new team can unlock it, but it's kind of wishy-washy in that bottom five area if you're looking for these young catchers for the 2023 season.
All right. For more extensive fantasy baseball coverage, listen to the Fantasy Baseball Today podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, your smart speakers, or anywhere else podcasts are found. And thanks for listening to Fantasy Baseball Today in 5. We'll be back again on Tuesday morning. Bye-bye.
Greetings, Fantasy Warriors. I'm Heath Cummings, your guide to fantasy dominance on FFT Dynasty. Join me this offseason where mock drafts become epic showdowns and every pick shapes your legacy.
If I was Adam, with the team that he's built, Will Levis makes so much more sense.
And that's not all. We're peeling back the curtain on the future with our exclusive 2024 NFL Draft Prospect Profiles. Uncover hidden gems that'll elevate your roster to legendary status.
Puka Nacua. After Cooper Kupp, we really have no idea who's going to get the targets.
Keaton Mitchell of East Carolina. Explosive speed is ridiculous.
This isn't just a podcast. It's a playbook for champions. Subscribe to FFT Dynasty now, and together we'll conquer the fantasy football frontier. Your dynasty journey starts here.